Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ira Bunshaft.
Iris Bunshaft, yes.
How are you, dear, again?
Good.
I'm getting the names mixed up here. And we're back with Reva from the Nassau County Museum of Arts. And at the break, you mentioned outreach, which I think is an important thing for in a community. Outreach is so important.
Absolutely, because we just don't have people come to the museum. The museum comes to you. And organizations can contact the museum and request an outreach program,
okay,
which is essentially a PowerPoint slideshow. They're often through the libraries of Nassau and Suffolk. But also service organizations.
Senior centers.
Okay. Any place that we could set up and project those images in a nice manner. And there is a fee for that. It is $175 for each of these presentations.
But the libraries, when you do that at the libraries, of course, that's a freebie. The library is
the libraries. Right. The libraries, the organization pays. So the libraries do.
Right, they're not charging at the door.
No.
Now, that's also the same number. The 516-484-9337 is the number to use for anything. If you'd like to go for docent training, if you want an outreach program, etc. That's the main number. Okay.
Yes.
And also you might mention about what's going to be at the Shelter Rock Library.
Oh, yes. In coordination with Project Challenge, there will be a slideshow presentation that will take place at the Shelter Rock Public Library on June 29th, which is a Thursday, at 11 a.m. And the subject of this presentation is The Art of Emotions, which is really a history of how we communicating feelings through the visual arts.
Just go back. You said Project Challenge?
No.
You said under...
Yes, you did say that.
I don't know what Project Challenge is.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me. Perhaps I am using the wrong terminology. Oh. This organization.
Okay.
Project Challenge events. It does say that.
Right. Now, what is that? I don't know what that is, Project Challenge events. Oh, okay, that's fine. It's an organization. I mean, it's going under the auspices of Project Challenge.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. And all these, you know, you go to the libraries and stuff, all those programs are free.
Yes.
But the important thing is, for $175, you could bring it to your organization, and whether it's the Knights of Columbus, whether it's a senior center, a veterans hall.
The JCC is involved.
The JCC.
Yes.
Those are
perfect.
And that's not, I'm not making dollars and cents for anybody, but $175, you can have 50 people showing up and be entertained and educated. Is a very small price.
Yes, it could be an event for an organization.
Yeah, that's the point.
And they're always looking for something a little different to do.
I agree. And in referencing different, and I know there's just so many things going on there that you're not going to be able to touch on every one, but as the weather is starting to get nicer, I know the walking paths are wonderful over there. And they're maintained. It's not like you're going through wild bushes.
And there's much to see in the way of art. It's just stunning.
That's true, too. I forget that. You have the sculptures around.
Yes. And in fact, there...
Major sculptures.
Yes. And there is actually a special sculpture stroll that is being led by people from the museum on a particular day.
Wow.
May 19th. Which is coming up at 5:30. And so you can walk, enjoy nature and art all rolled into one.
And the beautiful landscaping as well. We shouldn't forget that.
Right, absolutely. Now those walks, and this is, I don't know, so you're going to have to help me. Those walks are also guided by a docent, right?
Well, this particular one, this sculpture stroll, is a special event.
Okay, otherwise the strolls are just strolls.
Otherwise you can come, park, and just stroll yourself with or without going into the museum. And there's no charge for coming into the...
Just onto the campus? No.
Okay.
But there is, I believe, there is a brochure about, one, the trails, and I believe also the sculpture as well.
You mean the brochure?
About
the, identifying what, and letting know who created it and whatever.
Yes, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. That's tremendous. I also just want to throw out here, again, and it's for the phone number is 516-484-9337, that on June 11th, it's the 2016 Museum Ball, and that's an evening with Kenny Schaaf, but those are probably fundraisers. They are, they are fundraisers. And the important thing is, if you want to go and support, some people want to support by volunteering. Some people like to go to an event, have a check, write a check rather, and enjoy an evening. Any way you want to help out, that's the wonderful thing about these places. There's many avenues of volunteerism, and writing a check is one of them. So
John, that's a very good addition, wouldn't you say, Reba?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the public schools and the private schools, I know you're also involved there.
Yes.
Now, they'll set up, like, bus trips to come in? You're not going to the schools?
No, we haven't gone out to the schools. The schools come to us.
Okay.
There are quite a few school districts that have fostered a special arrangement with the museum.
Okay.
Where they get extra time, in particular sketching time. So their tours are more like an hour and a half. They're called art partners.
Okay.
But even schools that don't have this special relationship can just contact the museum, and they set up a tour for the kids. And in a similar way, the same is true for private organizations. So we talked about outreach, about the museum coming out to the group, but we also take bookings from private groups who want the experience of taking a tour for their group. And, you know, again, there's a small additional fee on top of the entrance fee
So we are talking about not just a museum where you go in and it's quiet and you're just looking at the exhibit. There are all sorts of things that encompass the services of the museum. Weekends, tours, participation of seniors, participation of youngsters, families, and so on, in and around the museum. And, you know, this is an important museum. This is not just some rinky-dinky little museum that we have here in Roslyn. You might just tell us something about that.
Well, first of all, this campus, which is 145 acres, was part of the Frick estate. Henry Clay Frick had actually purchased this for his son to live with his family back in 1919.
In 1919, you could buy your son 145 acres. Today, you buy him 400 foot, you're a big shot.
Right. Today, we're talking a whole other story. But the flip side of this is in 1969, being able to maintain such a property became totally an impossibility for Charles Frick's widow and family, and so it was sold to Nassau County, and that's how it began. The building itself that houses the museum is a Georgian mansion, and is just quite an amazing space in its own right. In fact, on Saturdays at 1 o'clock, we have a docent who gives a tour of just the property, mainly the building.
Oh, really? Okay.
So for people who have an affinity for beautiful architecture, it is really a gem.
And you know, the thing is, just I'm sure, because I didn't know it for years, when you're driving on Northern Boulevard, as soon as you go under the railroad, you see the banner. You're always a very big banner advertising whatever's going to be there. That is the museum, the Nassau County Museum. And you've seen it for years. And in the beginning, I used to drive by and I see it. I never paid attention to what it was. I said, oh, there's a show coming. This is years ago. Everybody knows where it is. But some people listening probably don't even put it into perspective. To just make the turn at that sign. The billboards are always up and announcing in advance or during the course of a show.
Right. And in between one exhibit to the next, there is a time when the museum is shuttered for this very purpose of taking down that exhibit that just ended and installing the new one. So one does have to be aware of those dates.
I didn't realize that.
Also, we are closed on Mondays. Otherwise, we are open, you know, Tuesday through Sunday, and the place very often is jumping.
Now, I've gone twice to parties there. But they were, one was religious and the other was an organization. Is it open to a private person?
Yes, they okay. actually, there is a catering.
Okay.
It is also a Some catering venue mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And again, you call the general number. They'll okay. direct you to how to pursue this.
Is the Pintorium? The Frick daughter-in-law was a horticulturist with a particular interest in pine trees. And she brought in pine trees,
really?
All different varieties of pine trees. I mean, are those still in?
Yes, they are. The gardens have been, to a large extent, restored. When it was still the Frick Mansion, one of the cutting-edge female horticulturists designed the gardens. So there is a rich history of this venue, really.
It's amazing how, again, I'm big into consequences. I'm sure back in the day, the daughter planting the trees wasn't even paying attention to what, you know, she liked them and that was done. But here it is 50 years later, how they've grown and the joy it is to everybody who's walking in. She's no longer around, but just what she created.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a legacy of
it. It's a legacy. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much. And I said, I've been in the building. It is spectacular. And the grounds are great. So, I mean, it does behoove people, especially now as the weather is starting to get nice, whether you're going to just go for a walk. You can actually park. As you said, Iris, go for a walk through the place. You can see the gardens. Take a trail walk for a half hour and get a nice bit of fresh air.
And also that mini museum, the one, was it toys, dolls? I don't remember.
That has been being repurposed for other
So that exhibit
ways.
Is no longer there?
No, we no longer have the miniatures on display. To be honest, I'm not exactly sure how they are using this building or what their plans are. I think their goal is to turn it into a children's center.
Oh, nice.
I would say...
Don't quote you, yes.
Don't quote
you. Okay, terrific. Actually, this has been wonderful, Reva. I appreciate the time you've taken to explain to our audience the benefits of what's at the Nassau County Museum of Art. And for anybody, the number's 516-484-9337 to find out, one, about exhibits, to find out about volunteering, anything. Just call that and ask a question. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Reva, I want to thank you again from the Nassau County Museum of Arts.
Okay, well, it's been my pleasure.
Thank you
very much, John.